Members of the State House went through sexual harassment training yesterday as part of the response to accusations of an uncomfortable environment at the Capitol. Leaders are working to come up with guidelines that haven't been in effect before. Investigations are continuing as well, including into Representative Don Shooter's behavior. Shooter stood up yesterday for what he said was an apology.
I was beyond embarrassed to hear that what I thought were welcomed and well-intentioned hugs were perceived as creepy and lecherous. I didn't know. As soon as I did know, I have been, and I am sorry.
Shooter denied the most serious complaint against him, that he pressed fellow Representative Michelle Ugenti-Rita to have a sexual relationship with him. House Majority Whip Kelly Townsend has said she, too, has been harassed at the Capitol, including getting unwanted sexual advances. Representative Townsend is with me to talk about yesterday's training and what should come next. Representative Townsend, what's your perspective on how that first training session went?
Well, I think it's important to first preface it with the fact that this level of training hasn't happened in at least in the history that I've been there. And so this is new and very needed. We are all walking into this, you know, very gingerly, but a lot of questions were asked, a lot of debate happened. It wasn't perfect by any means. I'm not here to say that everything was perfectly kosher, but I am just grateful that this leadership team is willing to tackle this issue.
Was there anything that stood out to you as a positive, anything that stood out to you that clearly seemed like it was left wanting for that next training session?
The thing that a lot of folks maybe didn't understand and who have been in politics for a long time and not in the private sector is how intricate the sexual harassment, basically rules, we'll call them rules, you know, the code of conduct has become. I mean, it's, when we say minutiae, it's minutiae. There's so many little things that you wouldn't think of that can be taken wrong, can get you in trouble. And so I think a lot of people may have been surprised at where that culture has gone out in the private sector and how far behind we really are. There was a lot of pushback from some folks that said, well, wait a minute, you know, this, I get hugs every day. Why can't I give a hug to somebody? And so there was a lot of questions like that. And I think it caused some folks to pause and consider that we live in a totally different world now. And in a hyper-sexualized world, we live now in a very controlled environment that you don't get misunderstood.
Is this a male-female struggle? I don't mean that all males are on one side and all females are on the other, but based on the questions that were asked, based on the comments that were made, is that a situation where women understand this better than men, or are we both on a major learning curve here?
I am glad you brought that up, because I personally am struggling with the focus on, this is all about men and their crimes. We have issues on both sides of the aisle here as far as men and women. Women, I think, you know, that double standard. It's okay for a woman to do it, and yet it's, you know, the men get judged more strictly, which I think a lot of times can be true. So we have to remind ourselves, and I'd like to see more emphasis on issues with women. Now, there was a question, if a woman touches the leg of another woman while telling a dirty joke, is that considered sexual harassment? There was kind of a pause, and then a few people said, yeah. And the instructor said, indeed, it can be considered that. And so she did touch on that.
Though you are not one of the people who accused Representative Shooter of doing anything, I want to make that clear. He has gotten a lot of the headlines, and he got up and spoke yesterday. What was your reaction to what he had to say?
I'll tell you, and you're probably going to be disappointed in my answer, but a lot of us couldn't understand him. It was so muffled. And so I've seen some quotes in the paper. I haven't had the time. I was at the Capitol until 8:30 last night trying to get things done, and haven't had the time to actually read the transcript of his speech. So I'm going to be cautious in making judgment. But once I read that, I'm going to be determining if that was truly an apology or if it was actually an accusation.
Did you like the idea, at least, that he stood up and acknowledged that people have accused him of things?
Personally, I don't think that was a time or place. I think that the people in the room, some people were made extremely uncomfortable and were on camera. You know, there was a line of video cameras pointed right at them. And I think that was inappropriate to do it at that time. And it should have been done, you know, somewhere else. It's far too sensitive of an issue. I appreciate that he's trying to make an apology, if he truly is apologizing. So it's regrettable that it made others in the room extremely uncomfortable. So I wish that hadn't happened at that time.
Is this something that you think will hang over this particular session through the whole way? Do you think that there will be good incremental steps taken to at least make things better, whether it's because of the investigation or people just understanding more based on the training?
Well, you know, being part of that leadership team, I'm committed to making sure that we leave the place better than we found it. I'm really proud that this particular group, both Republicans and Democrats, see this as not a partisan issue, but as an issue that needs to be finally addressed. Because I'd like the listeners to understand, we don't have an HR department to go to. And when you make a complaint, the resolution is going through the ethics committee. And in ethics committee, you have an open to the public forum where you have to discuss all of this, where cameras are there. And some people don't want that. They want privacy to say, I just want this to stop. I don't want it splashed all over the news. I don't want to feed the salacious appetite of the public. Just want it to stop. And unfortunately, the way to make it stop is having to go through the public process. And so there's got to be a better way. And what if you're not successful? What if you're not successful with your complaint? Now you're subject to retaliation. You can't fire the guy. He's elected. My personal goal is to make it safe to make a complaint, so that you're not fearing harassment, you're not fearing retaliation. You can have a safety in moving forward with this. And so I've got legislation that I'll be dropping here pretty soon, either today or tomorrow, and you know, to ensure that that process is in place after we're gone.
Kelly Townsend is State House Majority Whip. Representative Townsend, thanks for the time. Good to talk with you.
You bet. Thanks.